It is time once again for another edition of Silence Broken, the IPV Talks. My name is Bob Perot. We are back for our first show of 2026. And when I say we, I mean myself and, of course, Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I know you and I are of same mind when we hope that 2026 is better than 2025 and we have positive thoughts marching forward.
Absolutely, for everybody.
For everybody, yes, no doubt about it. For anybody who doesn't know and is listening for the first time, what we aim to do with this podcast is to literally keep the subject of IPV in conversations so that we're not just talking about IPV cases when they happen, but we're talking about ways that we can prevent IPV through education. And we'll talk a little bit about that today, Aaron.
We will indeed. I think it's important for us to always stay current and talk a little bit about trends and various things going on in the world at large, and then also look at ways for people to be engaged and for people to make a difference in their community in terms of making it safer.
Yes. And even though I just said, you know, we don't only want to talk about it when there are IPV cases, there was a tragic case that has come out of Cornwall just this past weekend. And this is a case of, I mean, it's IPV almost in its worst form. You know, maybe you can describe a little bit of what happened here, Aaron.
Sure. The case that you're talking about was in the Cornwall area, and you know, I think that the ages of the victims or the intended victims is certainly something that people are really reacting to. And certainly we send our condolences to friends and family in the community in the Cornwall area. But, you know, a man in his 80s decided to pursue and kill a woman, his ex-partner, and her gentleman friend. She survived thus far and is in the hospital. And unfortunately, the man that she was with was killed. And then the perpetrator did turn the gun on himself and also perished as a result of that incident. And I think that it really brings to light the issue of violence in aging communities and aging couples and elder violence. And I think that it is something that is often overlooked. I think violence in aging couples is often overlooked because I think that senior folks, aging folks, elders, they're augmented to this level, rightly so, in our families and in our communities. And so we don't assess the potential risk of violence in those cases because we overlook it, because we're attentive to other things as people age, as opposed to looking at any signs of escalated or potential escalated risk.
It seems too that when people talk about IPV, they think of a certain age group. You know, they think of like young adults to, you know, people in their 40s, you know, and that would be largely based on what we see as far as information from the police, that would be where they are. But we have to remember that there are cases of IPV involving seniors, like you're talking about. We know that it can happen in nursing homes as well. There are terrible situations that go on there. But at the same time, there's also IPV taking place in teens. And you know, and it's a case like this that really forces us to remember that and to really take stock and to look around and say, you know what, this is not exclusive to a certain demographic.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that most recently in the 22-23 report of the Ontario Domestic Violence Death Review Committee, there are various themed chapters in that particular report. And one of the chapters is focused on elder violence. And I think that there's a number of things. One is, I think that As people age, it's important to pay attention to any change in mental health, any change in physical mobility, any change in their health that could trigger or reduce their capacity, right? And I think, like, for example, sometimes people lose their driver's license because they're no longer deemed as capable to be controlling a motor vehicle. And that in itself can be something that can trigger responses that we're not mindful of. I think the other reality is we have to figure out how do we assess violence in? How do we make sure that whenever we're engaging with aging folks, how do we assess violence in? Like, how do we ask about past history of violence, past trauma, any current risk that might be happening in relationships? Outside of talking about physical ailments and mental health, we need to assess and ask those questions about violence because historically, when we think about seniors, historically, you didn't talk about IPV in senior relationships, right? It was one of those taboo situations. You've made your bed, you must lie in it, like that kind of mentality. And things have really shifted, but we don't know that it's really shifted for the folks that are impacted in terms of their capacity to go and say, oh yeah, that was me, or that is me. And when we talk about serious incidents involving femicide, we can't ignore the issue of memory loss. If there's any type of indication of memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, any of that, it is really, really important that families are educated, and spouses are educated, and that they anticipate the reality of with a memory loss condition, there is risk for change in behavior. There is risk for anticipated increase in violence. It is an absolute. It's not something that we just go, oh, yeah, that could also happen. Those are realities that we have to build. And so when we're building safety plans around mobility and door handles and how to navigate, we also need to be thinking about safety planning as it relates to any increase in violence.
It's really interesting because when you look at as we age, like I still look at my wife, myself, my peers, I still look at us as, young, the people who have always been my friends. And then I remind myself I'm going to be 52 shortly, and that isn't necessarily young. And when I stand up and go, these things happen. And one of the things we were just having a conversation this morning. And she ended it with, yep, no worries. And I thought, that's something that I've been saying since my 20s. Okay. And I am going somewhere with this, Aaron. But we've brought it through, and you can know a generation by the language that they're using. Like if someone's saying gee willikers or, that type of thing, that they're from a certain generation. We're teaching people about IPV, and it is going to be taught and grow with that generation. Almost like a wave as people in our generation get older, right? So it's going to be this new education that will take a couple of generations to get to that point. But what we're doing now in educating is going to help that generation behind us so that eventually most people will know it's important to come forward, even when they're in their senior years.
I would agree 100%. And already we know that that's working because we're having an increase in calls from senior women on our crisis line or who are accessing our community-based services because they recognize and they have been validated to be able to speak to their experiences. Other agencies are also seeing an increase in more senior activity with women who are seeking services. And certainly with the Death Review Committee, if you read their report, the Ontario Domestic Violence Death Review Committee, the report is the 22-23 report. You will see a whole chapter that talks about the realities of elder violence. It is important, you're right, that we're out there and that we're doing things. And it is important that people know that There is a senior safety line that's run through the Assaulted Women's Helpline where seniors can call for help, and that's not any gender. It's all genders of people are welcome to call that line and look for support and get answers to questions. There are specific services that are out there for seniors, but it's important. It's important that we recognize that I think it was in 2020, 2.52 million people aged 65 years and older were living in Ontario. So, it's a growing age group in our province. When it's about, I think, 16.4% of Ontario's population is 65 years or older. So, it's happening in terms of being real, and it's important to know that you can go to neighbors, friends, and family and look at the It's Not Right campaign. You can call the senior support line. You can be in touch with the Elder Abuse Prevention Ontario. These are critical programs that perhaps are not front and center in people's minds, but certainly you can go to those locations and you can ask for support. And I would encourage people that are accessing or considering long-term care, senior programs, day programs for folks, hospitals, to be talking about and bringing it up as family members. And it's important for all our systems to be educated. We need to be educated around what to look for and how to best support seniors. If we want to put them in a place where we should, where we have ultimate respect for our seniors and what they've done to lead us forward, then we need to care for them. We need to recognize that safety matters on all levels at all places in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you talked about the outreach and what's being done in that regard, because still many people in that generation were taught you just don't say anything. You keep it to yourself. This education can help people overcome that and realize that, well, that's not necessarily the way it has to be.
I agree. And I think that, whenever I'm in a public venue and I'm speaking to, say, a congregation in a faith space, I am talking about it. When I'm speaking at December 6th Vigil, I am highlighting that. When I'm in the public sphere, I am trying to make sure that we are also talking about that in terms of the spectrum of how violence impacts folks in communities.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to end it there. And as we do every single time we do this podcast, we are going to end things with Aaron's final thoughts.
My final thought for this podcast would be that if you're a community member and you are engaged with senior people in your lives, to take a second look, to ask more questions, to resource, 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 so that we can honor our seniors the way that we want to, in terms of their futures and their safety.
So important that you have those conversations indeed. Aaron, as always, thank you so much. We will do this again next week. We do have a couple of guests that we're lining up to come in with us as well. Over the holidays, people are busy. We understand that. But we will be back here again. And don't forget, you can catch every single episode of our podcast at lanarkleadstoday.ca. I actually made it a little bit easier now, Aaron. All you need to do is type in lanarkleadstoday.ca, silence broken, all one word. And it's going to bring it up. We'll have this podcast up there very shortly as well. And we invite you to listen again next week. Aaron Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you as always.
I'm Bob Perot. It's lanarkleadstoday.ca.